The Moose Jaw Warriors needed almost every second of the game to get the job done. But get the job done they did on Saturday night in Kelowna. Jagr Furkus scored his second goal of the game with 18 seconds to play, and the Warriors would go on to a 4-3 victory over the Rockets in the third game of their BC Division road trip. The win sees Moose Jaw improve to 15-9-0-0 on the season, keeping pace with Saskatoon and remaining 2 points back of the Blades for fourth place in the Eastern Conference. The Rockets opened scoring 5:42 into the game when a turnover in the middle of the Warriors' zone gave Will Monroe a lane to the Warriors' net, and he beat Jackson Unger for his first WHL goal. Unger had to be sharp in the early going, too, making a handful of big saves shortly after the opening marker to keep it a one-goal game. Kelowna had a great chance to extend their lead when Atlee Calvert and Lyndon Lukovic took penalties on the same play midway through the period, giving the Rockets a 5-on-3 for a full 2 minutes. The Warriors were able to get the job done, though, limiting Kelowna to only a couple of scoring chances in the process. 2 minutes later, Jagr Furkus tied the game 1-1. The Seattle Kraken prospect carried the puck into the Rockets' zone, used a defenseman as a partial screen and ripped a perfect shot top corner blocker side on goaltender Jari Kaikkonen. The goal extended Furkus' ongoing point streak to 16 games, the second longest ongoing run in the WHL. It didn't take long for the Warriors to take the lead in the second period. Braden Yeager scored only 57 seconds in, when a shot in close by Atlee Calvert rebounded out to Furkus, who found Yeager with a cross-ice pass. A quick shot later and the Warriors had a 2-1 lead. The Warriors had their own two-man advantage shortly after, and Yeager struck again just as the first penalty expired. Furkus picked the puck out of a scrum, found Yeager open in the slot and he'd put a shot past a scrambling Kaikkonen. The Rockets responded at 10:54 of the third, with Kelowna leading scorer Andrew Kristall scoring on a 4-on-3 power play. Colton Dack then tied the game for the Rockets with 4:50 to play, forcing a turnover at the Warriors' blue line and going in on the wing before putting a shot low glove side on Unger. A charging penalty to Kelowna's Max Graham with 1:23 to go gave the Warriors a chance to take the lead, and Calvert had a pair of chances to score the game winner, including a hit post from the top of the crease with 32 seconds remaining, but in the end, it wouldn't matter. 15 seconds later, Furkus scored the Warriors' third power play goal of the game, taking a brilliant cross-ice pass from Yeager for his second goal and fourth point of the contest. Furkus now has 13 goals and 30 points in 22 games and in one night moved from 26th to 13th overall in WHL scoring. Unger finished his night with 25 saves to pick up the win. Kaikkonen had 26 stops for the Rockets. The 7 games in 14 days road trip continues with Game 4 on Tuesday night when the Warriors are in Victoria to face the 3-1-7-3-0 Royals. Game time is 9 p.m. Moose Jaw time.